Healthy relationships. When the COVID-19 lockdown started last year, many aspects of our lives changed, and in many ways, we have adapted. It has not been easy for many people, and some have found it especially hard to maintain healthy relationships during periods of lockdown, physical distancing, and other safety protocols. By definition, healthy relationships bring out the best in people and help to make us feel good about ourselves. Here are a few of the main components of good, healthy relationships. Mutual respect with open and honest communication. Individuals in a healthy relationship should feel safe in their connection and physically safe at home. Both people should feel supported, but they should also feel autonomous enough to maintain the level of independence they are accustomed to and desire. Equality and compromise help keep things balanced, even when you find yourselves at odds or disagree. Our relationships, romantic or otherwise, hold massive sway over our emotional and even physical well-being. Good relationships, directly and indirectly, help reduce stress, encourage healthy lifestyle choices, increase our sense of purpose, and therefore our direction in life. For many of us, maintaining healthy relationships in a pandemic means navigating the complexities of living together with friends, family, and children. Here's how to do that while maintaining some level of freedom and comfort. Give each other space. Use check-ins to stay on track. Set boundaries and expectations. You may find yourself stuck in an unhealthy relationship during this pandemic, and the best option is for you to leave or otherwise remove this relationship from your life. It is essential to remember that a relationship shouldn't continue solely for the reason that it's been maintained for a decent amount of time. While we may be scared, we are also all in this together. Be kind towards yourself and those you care about. If you are struggling and feeling helpless, individually or relationally, please reach out to a trusted friend, counselor, sponsor, or therapist for help.